from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Royteam.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back from that Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Really appreciate you guys listening to the show. Coming up in 25 minutes, is being a genius a good thing? We discussed that in 25 minutes, but right now, Ursula, it's time to fight. It's time to agree to disagree.
He's still recovering from the weekend.
Yeah, I am still recovering. Trying to figure out this remote setup here. All right, so off the top, Governor Inslee is going to hold a press conference today to announce a new, quote, privacy-preserving tool that Washingtonians can use to help stop the spread of COVID-19. It is called WaNotify. It is an app on your smartphone that will allow you to be notified when you've been exposed to someone who has tested positive. Ursula, I'm going to come to you first on this and ask you, do you think that tech like this, apps, can make a difference?
Only if the contact tracing is where it needs to be, because otherwise you're just going to get annoyed by these alerts if they're not helpful. So the idea would be that the state would be collecting this information, and then I would be notified if I've been in contact with anyone. So I would be okay with that. But right now, I know that there's no way, given where I have been in recent weeks, whether it's restaurants for in-person dining before, when it was still allowed, no one ever asked me for my information. I don't know how they would know whether, whether I tested positive or not, or you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think there's just a lot of information lacking. So I feel like this sounds great, but how effective would it be?
Ursula, keep it a buck. You are the master at answering both sides every time. I mean, let's call it what it is.
I said I would be okay with it. So, yes, I'm okay with it if they had the information. So I think this might be premature. How's that? Hey, our engineer, our chief engineer, Paul, is nodding his head in agreement with me, right? Yep. It's good. But you just don't have the information to make it effective.
So this is what happens after almost after 9 months of doing the show. This is why nobody ever agrees with me. Because Ursula answers both sides, and then they're like, oh, you know what? Finally, I agree with G. Well, Ursula makes it tough for me. So,
no,
anyways.
I answer it realistically. Why? Because life is not all about black and white, as you know, right? Come on.
That's the whole point of this, to force you into a false dichotomy.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm still new at this.
So here's the kryptonite to contact tracing. Folks don't be telling the truth.
Well, that would be the other problem.
That's the biggest problem in all of this. People will, let's say they do contact, let's say they are COVID positive. They'll catch COVID, and then the health department will ask, okay, so who have you been around? You know, people are like, yo, I ain't snitching. They don't want to tell. They don't want to so they stop that right there. And so we look at COVID as if it is some type of like, oh my goodness, you got the COVID. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's just like this is looked down upon.
There should be no stigma attached.
It should be no stigma attached to this, because we are going through a real global pandemic here.
But here's the catch, though. Gee, it's not even just the stigma. But once you say I've caught it, what's going to happen? You have to quarantine. And so many people are not in a position to quarantine.
Right. Well, so anyways, I am in agreement with this. Any type of extra measure would work. So this will be great. Now, if I walk downstairs right now and I get a text alert on my phone, hey, G, Ursula got the COVID. So then now I know. Okay.
Someone just tunes in right then. I know.
Sometimes I forget we're doing radio. So let me retract that.
I will not play that at the end of the show. How's that?
And by the way, they're selling this as a privacy-preserving tool. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
People still believe that there's some kind of a chip in the vaccine. Clearly, there's not. We'll see how they take the app. All right, let's talk a little bit about leftover etiquette. So, Ursula, you brought this question up, but I'm going to ask G first. G, when you bring food to someone else's house, do you take the leftovers with them, or do you have to leave them there?
When I bring food to someone's house, do I take leftovers with me?
Your own leftovers. Do you take them all with you, or do you leave them at
you
the
bring
house?
A pie, or you bring a big casserole and half of it's left? And you need
so,
and with your container.
So, no. I'm already okay with knowing that it's going to be gone. However, not trying to answer the question on both sides like Ursula does. I'm mad at my friend's wife because I gave them some leftovers, a huge, big macaroni and cheese deal, and they threw it away. I didn't want it back, but I didn't want you to throw it away. If you was going to do that, I could have given it to somebody else.
Yes. How do you know they threw it away?
They threw it away because they had left it out overnight.
Oh,
come on now.
Yeah,
that leftover snob stuff.
Because you're like, hey, who cares that there's dairy in there?
Right.
And that it could be collecting bacteria. You go for it. No, you don't. Okay. I'm going to answer this, and it's going to sound like I'm both sides, but I'm just being honest. If I really love what I've brought and there's a lot and the host says, hey, just go ahead, take it home because we're not going to eat it. Oh, yeah, you betcha I'm taking all of it back.
Really, Ursula? You know what? There's a lot of things I'm learning about you. You mean
the same person that didn't
bring her mom cranberry sauce and gravy would actually take the leftovers?
If the host tells you, hey, we don't eat this anyway, please take it. You've got a lot of kids at your house or whatever. I'm not going to fight it, okay? Now, if it's a big bowl of cranberry sauce, which I don't like, I'm happy to leave it. You can even keep the bowl for good, you know.
Isn't that how you find out whether your food was good? No, take it with you. It's fine.
Okay, you guys be honest. Do you always leave the food? My sister, I know, is howling right now because sometimes we'll fight. My sister is so good about giving away leftovers and just her food is her love language.
So, look, as you guys know, Lillian is a very,
yes.
I've talked about it, she's a very good cook. It's real simple. You keep at the house which you don't want to take and bring. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
For example, if it's like, put a little something aside for me. Put that there. Bam. When you take it over, I believe that if you bring food, drink, or anything to someone's home, it stays there.
Yeah,
you do not take it with you.
Okay.
You're right. That should be the case. I'm just being honest that I don't always follow that. If someone tells me to take some home, I will take some home.
When you're at someone else's house and there's leftovers and you know you can take some, do you dish up your own leftovers, Ursula, or do you allow the host to do it for you to make sure you don't take too much?
Well, it all depends because it depends on who the host is. So, for example, I beg people, please take leftovers. And if they say, yeah, I'll take some, I'm happy if they take it for themselves or I will spoon it if they want. So it all depends.
No!
What?
Don't... Touch it. Did you hear Chef? Are people out there like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and put together the leftovers for you so I can go ahead and monitor how much you're taking?
No. So you're seeing it very differently.
How am I seeing it?
It's not about how you monitor. You're also trying to be polite because you know that some people are going to be really shy about it and they're going to worry about taking too much. So you be generous about it and you give all of it.
There's some bad hosts out there.
No,
I'm the one. You come to my house, I'm like, hey, everybody, take some food. Come on, take some food. My friend Duran always acts like he is shy. He's a big dude. What you shy for? You better come get some of this food.
And while you're at it,
take that bowl off the table.
Clear as mud, clearly.
All right. $1 million a day. That is what Snapchat has announced. They're going to pay $1 million a day and split that up among anyone who has the top performing videos over the last 24 hours. So you do not need to be famous. You just have to post a top performing video. They're trying to do this, obviously, to compete with the other platforms like Ursula's favorite TikTok. Gee, what do you think about cash incentives for viral videos on Snapchat?
I think this is awesome. This is amazing. This gives the kids right now who, when they're done with school, they're not able to go, they're not in school right now. They're already on their phones anyway. This is an opportunity for them to scream and say, hey, mom, hey, dad, hey, auntie, hey, uncle, I just made us $2,000. What'd you do? Went viral. Boom. I love it, Ursula.
I hate this idea. Are you kidding me? First of all, you are one of millions and millions and millions of people who will be vying for that viral video. And there are people who are literally killing themselves to go viral. And in fact, you didn't believe me. And then over the break, you sent me a text showing me a story about something that just like that. And yes, people are doing ridiculous things, whether it's, you know, doing handstands near the Grand Canyon or whatever it is, because they want to go viral. And then they end up dying. The other thing is, you're unrealistically telling people, hey, you can get rich and you can get famous just by doing something crazy enough that it's going to be shared a billion times for some gimmick, right? But that's only going to affect one or two people.
I'm going to take some sauce from the 206 and just text in. Social dilemma.
Thank you. Yeah, social dilemma. That is a dilemma. Don't do it.
Wait a minute, 206. You just hurt me in my argument.
Yes. Man. I don't know why you were just chirping that away.
I 206, I thought I had some good. You were supposed to be on my side, or maybe they're like on your side. They wanted to give you that tidbit, but I tried to use what they were giving you for my own, and I got beat in my own game. Okay.
Yeah,
I just don't
idea.
Like this because I'm not likely to be the cameraman that's going to get like $2,000 or $10,000 or $100,000. I'm likely to be the embarrassed subject of that video, so I object strictly on that account.
Although I did say that you and I should do our own TikTok, do our own dance, G.
I support that. Go for it. Okay, on Thanksgiving Day, Amazon Web Services went down for a lot of people on the East Coast. As to why that's a big deal, well, it led to social media posts like this. Anyone else unable to turn on their Christmas lights because of the outage? Or, my bleeping doorbell doesn't work because AWS East is having issues. Yes, people could literally not use their smart home devices like vacuums or doorbells. Ursula, is smart home technology really dumb?
I will say yes. Or I should say that smart home technology is only as smart as the user. And so if you are not one to read directions, or if you have to go through three or four or five steps and you've already lost your attention by step two, these things are not for you. And I would count myself in that category. I mean, I'm still struggling with my two channel selectors.
Channel selectors.
Remotes?
Sometimes, yeah, the remotes. I have to tell my husband, like, okay, which one is for which?
Here's my problem. Here's my problem with all of this technology, right? So you can come in and you can say things like, hey, turn the lights on, turn the lights off, turn the radio on, turn the radio off, right? You can do all of those things. However, what we do know is there are certain moods that you want in your house. There are certain homes that aren't on strike. And so when you're not on strike, Ursula, you have situations where the mood gets messed up because they hear a sound and you didn't tell it to turn the lights on.
But there's a simple solution for that.
I thought that was pretty good. You missed
that. Was. No,
we're not talking about the clapper.
Okay. But, ooh. That was... Sorry. No, we weren't talking. But what about a dimmer switch?
I mean, that would... In theory, it would be... In theory, Ursula, that
I
would be nice.
How about turning on the stereo?
I don't like these things.
Over there.
Lillian just bought one of those plug-ins or something here for the house. Like, I don't want anybody hearing anything that goes on in this house. This is what we do for a living. You know it's coming. Guys, you know it's coming. There's going to be some glitches, some hacking, and we're going to be hearing about conversations and things happening in people's homes. You know it's coming, Ursula. Yeah, you've been doing news a long time. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, which is why I like to do it the old-fashioned way. I don't want to...
Hey, Chef, soundbite.
I don't know what you're talking about. Don't know what you're talking about. Okay, last one here. A new survey shows that employees spent, on average, this is self-reported data, 112 hours hungover while working from home since March at the beginning of the pandemic. Gee, I'm going to skip asking the boss first. I'll let I have the final word. Can you call in sick for a hangover?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Because sometimes you can't control what ends up happening. Sometimes you might have, maybe you had one or two, and you didn't eat as much as you should have. So you're not feeling well. So you hit up the boss and say, hey, boss, I'm not feeling well. So you, I mean, it's, as a boss, it's against the law for you to ask me, well, what's the matter with you? Why are you sick? No, if I tell you I'm sick, I'm sick. Ursula?
Okay, can you call in? Okay, if it's posed that way, of course you can call in. You can call in for any reason. Should you call in for a hangover? Absolutely not. That is your problem and shouldn't become your company's problem now. It shouldn't become your colleague's problem because now they have to come in for you because you were irresponsible and didn't know when to stop. So, no, you shouldn't call in. You should just do it. Tough it out. You're not going to feel well, but you can still be productive. So,
it's a pandemic right now, Ursula. Like, it's a pandemic. So we're struggling. We got kids screaming at home. We got the folks is working. There's a stress. We don't know. We can't leave the house. The governor and everybody's telling you, you can't go to restaurants. You can't go see your family. You can't do Thanksgiving. So get your boys some adult beverages so I can make it right.
Okay.
So, Ursula, you prefer to see them come in miserable and then send them home. Is that your strategy?
Or just work because unless you're in a job where you're not going to affect anyone else by calling in sick, suck it up. Yeah. Clearly, there's crickets. Am I alone in this?
Yeah,
you're alone. I think you should.
But you're the only one that also has been in management. You've been the boss.
Yeah.
You can call in sick. You just have to lie and say it's not a hangover.
And generally when these call-ins happen, it's usually Friday or Monday. So, yeah, it's always convenient.
Ursula, last question, you as a boss.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather your employee tell the truth or lie?
Oh, tell the truth.
Are you sure? Hold on, Ursula. There's people that's listening right now that is taking your advice. Are you sure that bosses want us to tell the truth?
Okay, wait. If you are going to go play golf instead of come into work, you should not tell me that. Because if I find out, that's not going to end well. That has not ended well. If you say I need a mental health day, then I'm not going to ask you what you're going to do with your mental health day. I will chalk it up as that. But if you say you're sick and then suddenly on Instagram you're, you know, posing on the golf course, that's not going to go well.
Okay, last one. So if we say I need a mental health day and you find out we were on a golf course, are you cool?
If it's already chalked up as a mental health day, yeah, probably. If you've already gotten a day off, sure.
Gosh. See, Ursula, you would be a great boss.
I don't know. It was 7 long, long years.
Hey, coming up next, question. Is being a genius a good thing? We discuss that next. It's Gene Ursula.
Welcome back to the Gene Ursula Show. This hour of our show is brought to you by your local Carrier heating and air conditioning dealers. Gee, I always have a good time when we do agree to disagree. And it's funny because you can always find one side that you agree on, or a lot of times you'll agree with me no matter what, since I take both sides. But one of our listeners, Helen, who's listening to us from Arizona, called me out correctly and said, hey, I thought you don't like leftovers, which is what I said last week. And it's true. However, there are certain ones I will make exceptions for. For example, the German noodle dish, Käsespätzle. I will take any leftover and I will beg for leftovers if that is available. And my family always makes that available. Or the Filipino dish, pancit, or mac and cheese, as you've mentioned. So, yes, I don't like most leftovers, with the exception of the things that my family knows that I love, and then I am begging for more. Okay, I just love how people, though, will call
Helen,
us out.
Helen calls you
correct.
Out, huh? Man.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I love that she's listening.
Can't believe we slipped on that one, G.
I can't believe we slipped on it either. And but still, you still don't have anybody texting in and writing us saying, hey, this is the first time I agree with Ursula.
Last week, people were saying I totally disagree with me. So I remember. Okay. So we came across the story of a 12-year-old genius in Atlanta who has already been accepted to college at the age of 12. Would you want genius level intelligence? That is the question. Text us at 98973. But here's the story. Caleb Anderson could already read at 6 months old. He started taking college classes at the age of 10, and now his dream is to go to Mars. And Caleb and his parents spoke to ABC 7.
And by 4 months old, he was picking up basic signs. And 6 months old, I saw in my journal that I wrote that if you had two cards in front of you and you asked Caleb, you know, one says more and the other one says cat, and you ask him which one is more, he'll pick the right one.
So what's next for this preteen who's already accomplished so much?
I think I'm going to try to get my master's at Georgia Tech, do an internship with Elon Musk, and then probably get my PhD at MIT. And then I think I'll start working at either NASA or SpaceX.
Okay. We are going to be hearing about that kid.
Yeah.
But would you want to be a genius? That's the question.
No. No, I would not. And by the way, there's probably some geniuses that are listening right now, and probably most you guys probably won't text us, but no disrespect to you guys. You guys are needed. You guys are loved. Thank you for being geniuses. However, this is not my cup of tea. Some about the geniuses that are really, really, really smart. Just I don't know what else I don't know what to say.
Well, are you saying that basically maybe sometimes if you're a genius in certain areas, I know you're going to let me put myself out there.
Maybe you'd have more to say.
There you go.
Yeah. First things first.
I'm not a genius. I'm not a genius, but I'm smart enough.
Yeah. Neither am I. And I would go with also, I would rather just be smart enough, you know, or just slightly on the slightly smarter scale, or to be streetwise. But when it comes to geniuses, when I look at people who are absolutely brilliant, they so often feel like they also have tortured sides of themselves. And so much of, and speaking specifically, I think mental illness often comes hand in hand. Not always, and but whether it's someone, and I mentioned this during our morning meeting, the glass artist who I think is a genius, Dale Chihuly, who makes the most incredible, incredible artwork. He has been very open about his struggle with mental illness. Think of the artists that you love. Think of the artists who've died, you know, by taking their own lives, who've done the brilliant things with their careers, right, but they have struggled mentally.
Struggle. Musical geniuses that are just, yeah. I will say, let me say this. I'm nowhere, not even close to a genius, but I can say this. I think that I laugh less now. I don't have as much fun now, considering that all I do is read articles all day, even when I'm not even working, read articles, and I'm paying attention to the news, and I'm watching documentaries and all those things, as opposed to maybe 6-7 years ago when I wasn't doing that. And there's a part of the whole, matter of fact, there was a text that just came in and they said ignorance is bliss. Like seriously, like, so I can only imagine
you carry the weight of the world, right?
I can only imagine if I was really smart, like a real genius, everything that somebody says would bother me and annoy me. I can't have fun. Like, so I miss the old days. Like, I miss 6-7 years ago, granted, it is important that I pay attention to what's going on. But at the same time, guys, I got to tell you, I really enjoy life a lot more back when I wasn't really paying attention to a lot of things going on.
Well, but give yourself a break also, because keep in mind, we are in this pandemic and it's been going on, and that's, so everything that you're having to read is negative or stressful. So I wouldn't chalk that all up to, because, you know, you're having to be more informed. But there is something to be said when often you say there's there's that saying, and I don't have it exact, maybe Chef, you have it, but there is a fine line between being a genius and insanity. So there, it's like almost too much of a good thing. But I hear this story about this 12-year-old boy, and I can't help but think, my gosh, he's going to go places, and it's awesome. And I think as long as he's kept grounded, and I hope that he's not pushed too hard where he has burnout by the time he's 15, that would be a big concern. Okay, with the teeny tiny amount of time we have left, would you want to be in the 1% when it comes to outward appearance, like so gorgeous that you would be, you know, regularly one of people's most beautiful people in the world?
Absolutely not. I want to be rough around the edges. I want to be the one, he's all right, but he's got a good personality. He's real fun, right? Like, when you are really, really at the top 1% of the attractive people in the world, usually it doesn't translate to good conversations, right? Like,
Do you think that's a stereotype? That you cannot be good looking and smart at the same time?
No, I didn't say not smart. I just said you're not as interesting. Okay. What happens is when you go out with people that are really, 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 really good looking. Those they've gone through life being really, really good looking, so they don't have to worry about personality. They can get out of tickets, they get the jobs, they get all these things. Everything's handed to them. So when adversity hits or a real conversation hits, it just doesn't work that way. All I'm saying is I'll be at the bottom 50% when it looks.
It's just, we'll just continue to win people over with our charming personalities.
Where are you at, Ursula? Do you want to be part of the 1%?
Not the 1%. No, because I think that would just be... I had to share over the weekend that just because of my vanity, I ended up with a double eye infection from my fake eyelashes.
Are you kidding me? Hey, by the way, 253 texts in. This isn't nice. G says he's not genius. Finally, something we agree on. That's not nice. All right. Coming up next, it is time for your text, your feedback, and in Ursula's words to live by. It's Gene Ursula. It's the Gene Ursula Show. Happy Monday to all of you. Ursula, I did get a good text here. 425 says, G, you are part of the 1%. You have the perfect face for radio. Never mind. This is the second time today I've read a text thinking it was going to be good for me, and it actually was a shot at me. All right. All right. Ursula, you want to go ahead and...
That's mean, and it's absolutely not true. I don't know how many people were talking about how good-looking my coworkers were when I posted your picture. Okay. Coming in with scenarios. My mother-in-law, this was the topic, this is not about my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law helped herself to leftovers and took a bowl of mine she's been clearly coveting. How do I get it back? 360 says, here's your solution. Break into her house and take the bowl back.
Go ahead. Read it, Ursula.
Like Mark would. Then wrap it up for her for Christmas and give it to her. See how she feels about someone taking things without permission. It's a lose-lose. Cut your nose off to spite your face solution. But hey, I know G would approve. This person listens a lot. I want to make it real clear. This is not my mother-in-law is a gem. This would never happen.
Here's one. Let's go down. G wants people to stop taking pictures of their Thanksgiving food. 206 says, G, there are more pictures of mashed potatoes this year because people are hiding the fact that they had a big gathering than they were supposed to. A bigger gathering.
No. Okay, should we pay people $1,500 to take the vaccine? 206 says, by financially incentivizing the vaccine, it would take advantage of poor populations who would be more tempted to take something that they don't believe is safe. I disagree with this route to encourage vaccination.
When I took the keys from Marshawn and cleaned out his vehicle without his permission, 360 says, G, How are you going to leave us hanging with that story? What did you find snooping through Marshawn's car?
Yeah, what did you find? What was in that filthy car?
I want to say in the car, in a Cayenne Porsche, there was really nothing in there. But years later, when I cleaned his Sprinter van. Okay, let's go ahead. Go ahead.
You're trying to stay out of trouble. Okay. Ursula dropped off Thanksgiving dinner for mom. No cranberry sauce or gravy included. I know I'm going to get skewered here. 253 says, OMG, Ursula, I am dying down here. Sounds like Honey gets to handle Thanksgiving next year. God, she usually handles it, okay?
Long live Honey. 206, Ursula, the fact that you use the packet to make gravy for Thanksgiving exemplifies the whole reason you think it's retirement food. Everything tastes like retirement food when you make it out of the box. No wonder they don't have you take care of Thanksgiving meals.
So true. Oh, my gosh, so true. I know. You know what? I make really good stuffing from scratch, kind of. Okay, can you call in sick with a hangover? 253 says, okay, Ursula, so if someone doesn't believe in masks for whatever ridiculous reason and they end up getting sick, then they shouldn't be able to call in sick, even though they are sick because it was their personal decision that made them sick? No, we were just talking about hangovers.
Ursula, words to live by.
And our words to live by today, you don't stop laughing because you grow older. You grow older because you stop laughing. And as Charlie Chaplin says, or said in the day, a day without laughter is a day wasted. I hope you can laugh today.
Great show today. Thank you, Ursula.
Thank you.
It was fun. I don't know if it was good for the listeners, but it was good for me. Chef, how come Russell don't get the national commercials like Patrick Mahomes?
How come when the 1% are under attack, it's the 99% that stick up for them?
Good point. Hey, Andrew?
You really want someone who's throwing up from a hangover coming into work?
Well.
Yeah, yeah, Ursula.
Yeah, they're Ursula. Home, right? Isn't this COVID time? Aren't they working from home?
Hey, great stuff. It's good to be back. It was good to be back with all of you. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope you have a great rest of the week as we get through it. We really appreciate all of you for joining us during our show. We'll do this again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. Be good.